come to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty Reese coming to you today with Water of Life Church from Plano, Texas, and I would like to welcome you once again this week if you are joining me. I would like to get started with a song by Paul Peters. Paul Peters is a young man who also works here at the ministry, and he is ministering this gospel that I talk about each week in song with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains set free, my God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior. Mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am was blind, but now I see. Was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Well, I would like to begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You know, each week that's where we start, because each week I declare unto you this gospel that we find in these scriptures. So let's begin there. If you have your Bibles, I would encourage you to get that and look at these words yourself. In verses 3 and 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that gives us the definition of the gospel. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. But let's look at verse 1. This is usually where I begin. And it tells us what is declared. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. You know, right there we are given instruction to keep that gospel in memory, to not believe it in vain. Because when we keep it in memory, what are we? We're saved if we keep it in memory. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. And this is still the Apostle Paul speaking. Verse 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. You know, you've just heard that gospel preached to you, and right here you're given more instruction to continue in the faith, to be grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. That gospel, I tell you the definition of it in 1 Corinthians, but that gospel, if you hear, I also tell you, is the power of God. It is the power of God that will work in your life when you believe, but you have to believe. Let's look at that. It's in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation for whatever you have need of. And we just saw in Corinthians, saved if we keep it in memory. Well, I would like to share some things with you today about how this gospel has worked in my life, about how the power of God has worked in my life. You know, there was a time when I was an early teenager and even on into my late teenage years, early college years. And I spent time just searching for something. And I thought what I was searching for would be found in people. And I didn't even know what I was looking for. And I thought it would be found in, if I dated people, I thought I would find this happiness that I kept longing for. If I ran around with this group of people, I thought I would find that happiness that I kept longing for. And I never found it. And you know, God, and I've shared this before, God was the last thing that I ever considered. And I shared this last week because it always seemed that it was so unattainable, that just wasn't going to be for me, because I could see within my own heart, I could see things that I didn't like about myself. And when I looked at everyone else that they called themselves believers, they seemed to always have it together. Well, I felt like the farthest away from ever having it together. So I just spent time searching for things. And you know, that searching for things many times led me down wrong roads, many times led me
to be hurt and to be in despair, to be bitter, and all these things that would come up, and I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how to find this happiness that I so wanted, but I couldn't seem to ever get a hold of. And it wasn't until that I began to hear the gospel. Not to go and try to be good. I couldn't try to be good. And that a lot of times seemed what believing was, just be good. And that was my big problem with it. So I wasn't told to be good. I wasn't told, well, Misty, just don't do this and everything, Jesus will take care of everything. I wasn't told that. I was preached the gospel to. That very gospel that I talk to you about each week, that's what was preached to me. It was just preached to me. No one told me to act a certain way or to be a certain way or don't do this or don't do that. I was simply preached the gospel and I was simply told, if you believe on Jesus, he'll change your life. And if you believe that gospel, you'll see the power of God. And those things were all I was told until I got to the place where I began to just believe just a little bit. And I've shared that with you before, how the Lord will meet every single person wherever they're at. And I wasn't very far. I was in the most miserable state when the Lord began to deal with my life and began to just get a hold of me little by little until he began to change me, till I began to see that the Lord was working and that this is real. And like I said, I was simply just preached the gospel to. And that gospel has, and that gospel is, the power of God. I would like to look at Luke today, Luke chapter 15. And so maybe you are someone out there who you don't know what to do. And maybe you've gone down every wrong road and you are the most miserable. Well, I'm not here to tell you you need to be good. And I'm not here to tell you, well, you just need Jesus and everything will be okay. I'm here to tell you that gospel, that Jesus, a man just like you and me, went to the cross for you and me, died, went to hell, and rose again the third day for you and me. I'm here to tell you that that man is available to you. And he's not telling you, you can't come to me unless you're perfected or you're good, because no one's good enough. But he's available if you will believe, if you will give him a chance. And it doesn't matter wherever you are, you can be in the most hopeless place. And you can be thinking that you are the biggest sinner. He's still available to you. He still wants you to come to him. Because like I shared last time, you know, I heard someone kept saying to me, quit running away from God. Quit running. And that's what I was doing. I was running. And that's what I would say to you. If you're running, quit running. Quit running. It's going to get you nowhere but in trouble. But you can repent. You can repent and change your will. Have a change of your mind from not believing to believing this gospel, to quit believing and trusting in all that you have been, and just believe that Jesus died for you, he was buried for you, and he rose again for you, and that he is available right now, wherever you are, that you can call on his name, and he will meet you wherever you're at. So I would like to look at chapter 15, verse 1, and we're in Luke. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. These are the sinners that are coming to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And he spake this parable unto them, saying, and this is Jesus speaking, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over the 99 just persons which need no repentance." Do you see that? These were the sinners, and everybody was complaining because Jesus would still receive them. Jesus was receiving them, and then he spoke in a parable. You know, I appreciate the Lord because there are many things in the Bible about farming and planting and the animals and this and that. And for someone who grew up on a farm, there are many things that I saw in the natural world of being on a farm that I can see the spiritual things that Jesus is speaking. And you don't even have to have grown up on a farm to see that, but he will open your eyes and he will open your heart, and you'll be able to see the things that he is ministering if you believe and you give him a chance. And I've appreciated this because, having grown up the way I did, it's true. You know, we have many acres, and I've watched my dad and my grandpa go searching for baby calves. We didn't have sheep, but there was lots of cattle, and they would go searching for baby calves all the time when they couldn't find one and one was lost, or the mama was gone with one lost. And I've watched times that they couldn't go do other things, or they would miss a meal. We're not coming in for dinner because we've got to search till we find this calf. And sometimes it would be late at night. And I've watched things get put off till they find that one calf. And when they found it, they were happy and they rejoiced. They, many times, the excitement of finding that one that was lost. And to read this parable and to know that that's how the Lord looks at us, that he said, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth." Do you know, every time that you get your heart back on that gospel, that's what the Lord is wanting you to keep it in memory, to keep walking in it, to repent and believe. Repent and believe him, believe Jesus, and quit believing what you see and what's going on around you and what the situation looks like. That doesn't cause peace to you, but you will find peace in the Lord Jesus, and you will find hope in the Lord Jesus. Look at verse 10. "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And I said this a while ago, you can't be good enough, and you might be in the most miserable place. And you know who knows if you are or not? Do you know who knows how to fix it? Do you know who is waiting on you to just call out the name of Jesus? And when you do, when you repent, and when you call on that name, and you decide to believe and to begin trusting in the gospel, to begin turning away from what you were believing and believing on the Lord Jesus, it says the angels of God rejoice over one sinner that repenteth. I would like to share with you this next song. And it is by the My Girls. And they also here are at the ministry and they minister in song as well. And this song is one of my favorites. And I actually thought I might share a testimony with you about this song today, but maybe I'll save that for next time. But this song is about the woman who was a thirsty woman. And I encourage you to consider what these words say and to let these girls minister the Spirit of God to you and minister the power of God to you.
Yeah.
Let's look at John 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, I remember sitting at a friend's house one time, and they asked me that question. They said, Misty, are you born again? And I had no response. I didn't know what born again was. And out of all the people that I had been around growing up, that and friends and things that talked of the Lord or maybe shared things with me, no one had ever asked me that question, if I was born again. And I honestly did not know what it meant. And my response was, well, I believe in God. I believe that's what I said. That was the only thing I knew to say. I knew I had some believing, I'm sure, that there was a God, but I didn't even know how to believe. I could say now, I just acknowledged that there was a God or acknowledged God, but I certainly didn't know how to begin to believe God. I didn't know how to begin to believe and call on the name of Jesus. And I didn't know how to put my trust in the gospel. And so to be born again, that's what Jesus said. You must be born again. That means you must receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to be born again, to walk with the Lord Jesus in your life. And Romans 10, verse 9, if you would like to turn there with me, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can be born again. You can receive of the Lord Jesus and have him live in your heart and trust in him every day and trust in this gospel that he has brought to you every day. And you can be born again by confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus and asking him to come be Lord of your life. Jesus, I believe that you are the Christ. I believe that you are the Son of God. And I'm asking you to come live in my heart and be Lord of my life. You know, it's very simple wherever you are that you can do that. And you can call on the name of Jesus, and he will come and bring that salvation and bring that safety and security that you need every day. And as we stated in the beginning, and be not moved away from the hope of that gospel. Well, I'm going to close until next time, and I will catch you down the road either on audio or video again. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at mistyreesewateroflife@gmail.com. That's MISTYREESE, wateroflife@gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.